If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot! Hi everyone! We are back with a new episode, a special guested episode which we are so excited about. Ito nga pala si Carla.
And this is Nika. And yes, may guests po tayo for this episode. Not one, Carla, but two big-time fellow adults who will help us dissect a very important and sensitive topic.
The topic that we are talking about actually is cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. Mamaya, lilinawin natin kung ano ba yung cervix in the first place. Like, I initially thought, matres siya.
Mm-hmm.
But sabi ni Google, uterus daw pala yung matres.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm mind blown. Like, as a cisgender woman, meaning babae ako na pinanganak sa katawan ng babae, I don't even know where my cervix is. Like, I vaguely know where it is, but I'm not sure what it is. So, it just goes to show na sobrang necessary nitong discussion na to.
Yes. But wait, sa mga fellow adults natin na walang cervix who are listening right now, hold on, stay there, dyan lang kayo. It's also important that you hear this topic. Kasi for sure, meron kayong mahal sa buhay na may cervix. Your mom or a sister, pinsan, girlfriend, asawa. And since the best self-care involves community care, lahat tayo sama-sama, maganda if everybody in the community knows how to avoid or fight cervical cancer.
Mm-mm. Particularly, paano ba to pag-uusapan ng malaya? Yung hindi awkward. Kasi pag-usapang katawan na, lalo na yung mga intimate parts ng katawan natin, it sort of becomes a taboo to our own disadvantage, ha? So, to help us navigate this intimate topic, we are doing this special episode in collaboration with the Solidariteal campaign.
Okay, yung Solidariteal campaign, Carla, and fellow adults, it's designed to help educate women about cervical cancer. Ano yung mga tools para ma-prevent siya? Ano yung mga treatment options na available para mas magkaroon tayo ng fighting chance to survive it? And ang goal ng campaign ay ipakalat yung idea na kahit challenging yung cervical cancer, you know, 11 Filipino women die from it every day. So challenging siyang kalaban. There is good news na kaakibat nun. Merong pag-asa. The good news is that cervical cancer is one of the highly preventable cancers through the help of vaccination, which we will discuss later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a highly treatable one kung madadiagnose ng maaga.
Mm-mm. Yes. So, gusto ng campaign na to na ma-inform at ma-empower ang mga babae na maging responsable sa kalusugan natin. Tsaka syempre, magkaroon ng multi-stakeholder collaboration. Ibig sabihin, iba't ibang tao, patients, doctors,
yes,
healthcare workers, government, private entities, etc. Para maintindihan ng mga kababaihan yung mga health options and services, mga resources, tsaka products that can help fight cervical cancer. Ayan. So mamaya, we will discuss how you, our fellow adults na nakikinig sa atin ngayon, can personally participate in and help out this advocacy campaign. Kaya ito na po. Let's get informed about cervical cancer by listening to our guests tonight. We have two women who are both fierce health advocates. Anika, paghatian natin ang honor of introducing them.
Sige. Our first guest is a health professional. She's a doctor. She's an OB-gynecologist. Siya ang chief of clinics at the hospital at Maayo in Cebu, where she also leads the maternity service program. She graduated from the Cebu Institute of Medicine, had her residency training at Cebu Doctors University Hospital, and is a member of the Multinational Association of Supportive Care in Cancer. And as we can tell by now, she is a cancer caregiving and cancer survivorship advocate. And she's also a mother. So fellow adults, let's all welcome Dr. Maria Carmina Joyce Alferez, also known as Doc Mina. Hi, Doc.
Woot woot. Woohoo. Good evening, everybody. Good evening to our listeners.
Gising na gising pa si Doc Mina.
Hi, Miss Nika, Miss Carla. Good evening. Hi, kung sa Cebu pa, maayong gabi eh.
Maayong gabi. And the other health advocate we have right now is our Solidarity Ambassador, isang batikang broadcast journalist. We've seen her on TV, we've heard her on the radio, but wait, there's more. She is the founder of Nina Inabel Handwoven Clothes and N Organic Skincare. She is also the author of the book How to Raise a Superstar, and like Doc Mina, she is a mom. Of ilan kamo? 3. Not 1, not 2, but 3. Guys, let's welcome to our adulting tribe, always in the service of the Filipino, Miss Nina Corpus.
Hello, hello. Good evening, Carla, Nika, of course, Dr. Mina. It's nice to be here and it's nice to find out na ang kasama ko ngayon, yung mga hosts ng podcast, are actually my org mates, my fellow assers.
Yes!
Yay! Yes, go broad ass.
Shout out to our college org. What a small world.
Small world talaga. So wag na natin pag-usapan kung anong taon ako pumasok.
Yes. Walang usapan ng batches kasi that's literally decades ago.
Yes. But I'm glad to be here and I'm so proud of you guys for having something like this that fellow adults like ourselves. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ayun po, if you don't mind, Doc Mina, Miss Nina, how did you get into this advocacy, yung pagiging cancer
and health
care
advocacy, di ba?
Yes. Mm.
Well, I was a health reporter for a long time, more than a decade. So talaga, araw-araw, kinocover ko siya. Tapos, nagkaroon rin ako ng health show for more than a decade din, kung saan araw-araw, gabi-gabi, nag-i-interview ko ako ng mga doktor. But more than all that, aside from that background, when I became a mom, I became more concerned mm-hmm. about health. Kasi meron na akong mga anak. So hindi lang siya mm-hmm. parang something that I report on. It became very personal.
Mm-mm.
So yun ang dahilan kung bakit po ako nandito. Kasi gusto ko na ma-share sa mga fellow moms na kailangan talaga natin bigyan ng focus yung kalusugan ng ating mga anak. So yun. Later, I will expound, mag-explain ako kung bakit kailangan ito, lalo na sa panahon ngayon after COVID.
How about Doc Mina?
Sa dinami-dami ng parte ng katawan, bakit po cervix talaga yung natripan yung pag-aralan?
Well, di naman necessarily cervix lang talaga, di ba? I'm an OB-GYN. Mm. And
okay, okay.
We all know na OB, di ba, yung sa panganganak. Tapos GYN or gynecology, no? Concern. Mm. So,
mm-mm.
Well, epiphany during medicine, of course, you have a mentor who inspires you and all of those. Tapos medyo nag-gravitate lang ako towards OBGYN during my residency training. But ang sa akin kasi parang medyo happy na specialty, di ba? Si OB. Ang atin, we help the mom go through the entire 9 months. Tapos parang yung ending medyo maganda, di ba? Kasi nanganak ka na, tapos may, you know, there's a little bundle of joy and all of those. So that's actually the main reason why I went to OB. But of course, aware din ako na at the other side of the spectrum, there are things na a woman that is not pregnant has to be aware of, no? And one of which is yung prevention and screening, how to be healthy. Kaya on the opposite side of the spectrum, nakakalungkot din, di ba? Na kung natutuwa kami sa OB, it's a happy specialty. Sa gynae naman, like mamaya, pag-uusapin natin yung cervical cancer, medyo nakakalungkot. Kaya, di ba, parang opposite side siya. So, if there is something that we can do about, you know, before we even get cancer, for any reason, any cancer for that matter, gawin na natin. On a personal level, I've had a few family members, immediate family members, who were diagnosed with cancer. Hindi nga lang cervical cancer, but I know firsthand how to be a relative, not even a physician, no? A caregiver of somebody going through the cancer journey. So both my sister and my dad have cancer. Tapos my sister lived with stage 4 lung cancer for 7 years before she eventually passed. So from start to end, talagang nakita ko how you go through it as a family, in the eyes of a family member, not as a doctor. So that was an eye-opener for me. Na ang dami palang pwedeng i-empower sa family, no, sa mga caregiver, na how to alaga yung patient, tsaka how to take care also of yourself while being a caregiver. So my advocacy is not just cancer survivorship, it's also cancer caregiving. Kasi madalas nakakalimutan natin yung sarili natin while we're caring for someone. And this also, di ba, alam mo yun, hindi lang sa cancer eh. Kung caregiver ka of a chronic disease patient, like somebody in dialysis, somebody on chemotherapy, somebody who is bedridden, or even an elderly. Di ba napapabayaan yung caregiver, Carla, di ba? Minsan, yun yung ano. And these are the, parang wala pa nag-uusap about this. So, yun yung gusto kong gawin dito sa Pilipinas, actually. That's a dream. So, where we're going right is actually a very great place to start. So, maybe later, sa conversations natin, aside from me being a physician, I can actually also show you how it impacts the family. So, para yung iba naman, baka sabihin kasi, ay, hindi ako affected dyan kasi wala naman akong cancer na family member. Oo nga, pero meron ka namang elder alagaan. So, how does that translate? Hindi ka na nakakapag-check up. Ikaw yung nagka-cancer. God forbid. Kasi, di ba, yung pasyente yung inaalagaan mo, grabe yung focus, pero ikaw naman, nakaligtaan mo yung sarili mo. So, those things. So, that's my advocacy. That's how I went into cancer caregiving and survivorship.
Yes. Thank you for that, Doc Mina. Warm up questions lang dapat yun. Pero ang init na nung usapan, I learned a lot na agad.
Ang init, pinawisan ako.
Oh, I learned a lot. Eto, meron pa sana kami one more warm-up question para mas mag-init pa lalo.
If you're not naiinitan enough.
Yes. At this one is for Doc Mina and Miss Nina. Ang tanong is, what is a health concern or a health-related question that you wish you knew the answer to when you were younger?
Mm-mm. Ang original po talaga naming warm-up question is ano lang eh. Anong highlight mo for today? Anong low light mo? But for this, let's make it health-related.
Ako? Gosh. You know, I was not as health-conscious siguro or as aware when I was younger. I was generally healthy. So wala akong masyadong naisip. Pero eto, since adulting, hindi ko alam. Nung siguro nung bata ako, it's not really a question. But it's more of a people think that if you see a gynecologist, na parang oh you're sexually oriented or you're sexually active, diba? So parang when I was younger, let's say you're noticing some changes in your body and you're confused, di mo alam gagawin. And then when I was so embarrassed or ashamed to ask my parents, for example, can I see a gynecologist? Or I didn't know any gynecologist when I was younger. Do you know that the only time I went to one was when I got pregnant?
Oh my.
Yeah, kasi, well, yung iba ko noon, mga kakilala, they go kasi minsan irregular daw yung period nila or masakit, may dysmenorrhea. Ganon. Eh ako kasi wala akong, fortunately, wala akong ganong mga nararamdaman na sintomas nung bata ako. But then again, meron pa rin akong mga changes or questions na bakit ito nangyayari. I never really went to a gynecologist. Parang it wasn't popular to go to one. But which is really, when I think, when I look back and think about it, that's really unfortunate kasi babae ako eh. Diba? And yung OBG, yun yung dapat kakampi mo eh. Yung dapat pupuntahan mo.
True.
Ka ng tamang advice. But maybe My regret would be I wish I went to a gynecologist when I was younger instead of just going when I got pregnant, you know?
Okay, so akin naman, actually, I did not grow up in a family of doctors. I was actually the first doctor in the family. So, but I'm married to an internist. Pero growing up, of course, medyo aware na ako sa mga health issues, di ba? Kasi nga, ang aga, di ba, nagme-medicine ka, when you're 20 years old, so you're kind of already headed in that direction, no? The biggest difference is that, you know, I grew up in medicine when there was card catalogs and books. Wala talagang e-books, talagang internet, and all of those things. So,
Doc Mina, i-explain lang po namin sa listeners namin kung ano yung card catalog. Yun yung Google search engine namin dati. Pupunta ka sa library, may mga index card na naka-pile up, tapos hahanapin mo yung title or topic ng book na gusto mong basahin. Hahanapin mo isa-isa yung ano, yung book na kailangan mong basahin. So yun yung pinaka-Google namin dati. Sige po, yeah. Doc Mina.
Thank you for expounding.
Yes. Historical footnote.
Historical data. You're right. I didn't have Google. I didn't have anything. So, pero medyo inclined na to medicine, right? So, ang akin is medyo relatively later. But like Miss Nina, I did, even if I was already in my early 20s, I did not know that you had to have adult immunization. Okay, there's such a thing as adult immunizations. Not only the vaccine that we're going to discuss later, but magkasama na yung mga booster, kailangan ko pala yung hepatitis B, kailangan ko pala annual na flu, and all of those. Kasi alam natin that you get all the vaccines when you're a kid. Pagkatapos na nawawala sila, di ba? So when I started getting sick during, you know, when it was a very stressful time in medicine, dun ko lang nalaman, kailangan ko pala mag-vaccinate. And more, until more recently na, well, of course, you got pregnant and all of those things, I'm actually already 40-something plus years old. So, but
I love the mystery. 40-something.
40-something, hindi masyadong obvious. But mid-30s, it was a shocker for me kasi parang, okay, sige nga, let's do a lighted panel. Tapos, diba? Kasi at the time, I'm already a physician eh. So, I did a lighted panel to check my cholesterol levels and lo and behold, hindi naman ako obese, hindi naman ako overweight, pero ang taas-taas ng cholesterol ko. So, doon ako, di ba, tapos all of a sudden, may Google na noon. Sabihin natin, oh my God, I'll probably die of a heart attack and all of those things. Should I be started on a maintenance medication? So, medyo nag-rattle mode on ako. Feeling ko mamamatay
ako. Gusto ko yung ang doktor ay nag-Google kung ano yung sakit niya.
Siyempre, of course. Hindi ko naman yun.
Okay.
Ang nakakatawa, yung husband ko internist, di ba? So sabi ko, oh my God, cholesterol levels ko mataas. So hiningi ko sa husband ko yung prescription. So, I think I need to start myself on maintenance medication. And he goes, why? Mm-hmm. Did you even start exercising? And true enough, hindi ako big on exercise. Siyempre, di ba? Sedentary lifestyle, student forever, and all of those. And you have to build a family. And, you know, life gets in the way. And so, I started running. So, I went into running.
Wow!
And then, so I'm an active runner right now. Preparing also for a marathon nowadays.
Wow! Good luck. Anong sasalihan niyo, ma'am?
And ako, in-announce talaga, di ba? Chicago.
Oh, para wala ka ng pwedeng ano, hindi ka na makaka-back out. No? Chicago Marathon.
Yeah, on October. So I'm happy and excited for that. So anyhow, pandemic actually, kasi 'di ba we were all sedentary, nasa bahay. I live in a village, so medyo quiet. So we can go around naman and run. So sabi ng husband ko, sige, try ka ng exercise. So, ayoko mag-treadmill, ayoko mag-ano, nabobore ako sa mga, hindi naman ako dancer. So, sige, try jogging, try running. And then I did. And then 6 months after, I took my lighted panel again, and lo and behold, it was all normal. And so I got into the cycle of exercise. And so I'm happy that I'm not on any maintenance medication right now. 6 years, 6 years ba? 5 years after. Oo.
We love po na nabanggit nyo na both yung pagiging mom nyo sa health journey nyo, di ba? I guess parang integral talaga sa mga nanay yun eh, no? Na masasama at masasama yung mga anak nila dun sa factor na yon sa health journey. So, kaya rin po na isama namin yung pagiging mom nyo sa intro. Kasi isa sa biggest things that we want to learn is paano po ba gawing normal at saka welcoming yung walang stigma yung usapang cervical health or more broadly yung reproductive health. Like personally po kasi, I never had such a conversation with my mom growing up. So kayo po, in your personal experience, maybe as a mom or even as a daughter, how do we empower moms and daughters to open up about sensitive topics like this?
Ako kasi, I'm a mother of three young kids, as I mentioned earlier, 11, 9, and 5, no? And I have two girls. So, yun yung 11, 9. And I believe na talagang kailangan natin unti-unti, kasi may stages rin naman yan. Hindi mo naman agad i-explain yung, for example, at this point, we're not talking about sex yet or how you get sexually transmitted diseases. It's not part of the conversation yet. But I know it will eventually, it will get there sooner or later. So I'm trying to prepare myself. So parang slowly, I would open up to my kids. And then age appropriate dapat. Kasi yun yung challenge sa mga nanay. Like ako, kasi bata pa sila, tapos papunta na sa preteen. I don't know with Dr. Mina what her experience is. But I have not gone into that kind of parang space yet na we're talking about sexual health. Not yet. Or sex, di ba? We're not talking about that yet. But I know they're learning it in school kasi 11 na eh. Mga grade 4, grade 5. Meron na rin silang mga... So you know what I did? Kasi when I was growing up, very conservative yung family ko, especially my mom. And to be honest, she was not that open with me. Hindi ganun ka-open yung conversation about, you know, sexual health or things related to that. So I was a little bit hesitant sometimes to open up to her. And I don't want that to happen with me and my kids. So I want my kids to open up to me, to talk to me more, to engage in a conversation with me. So how do I do that, no? Well, iniisip ko, when the time comes, hindi ako dapat masya-shock, di ba? Dr. Mina, parang, how do you get pregnant? Oh my God, don't ask that question. Or pag-upload kami ng movie, naghalikan sa harap. Tatakpan mo ba yung mata ng anak mo? Or just be cool with it, go along. It happens, you know. It's something that is part of life and it's not something to be embarrassed about as long as these people love each other. Eh, hindi ko naman sila pinapanood ng movie na hindi age-appropriate. Eh, minsan may mga kissing na sa mga Disney princess, di ba? they kissed or, you know, parang it's not something na you don't show them that you're bothered by it. It's totally normal. So that when the time comes that they want to open up to me or talk to me about something like that, then it's okay. Walang ano, hindi awkward. Hindi awkward yung mga moments.
So act normal when they bring it up.
Right na, sobra kang shock.
Kahit nang lalamig na yung palad nyo.
be unshockable. I'm totally cool. Yeah, okay.
Nax cool mom yarn.
Oh my God.
Sa akin naman, you're right, no? I think it's a generational thing. I also did not have such conversations with my mom. And as I said, the reason why it's a generational thing is siguro, siya din sa mami niya before, sa lola ko, hindi din sila nakapag-usap about that. So, hindi talaga nabubuksan until somebody starts to ask. And what is the very, very stark difference between now, I mean, today's generation and the yesteryears is because the explosiveness of the internet is all over, no? Kaya mas, they ask questions left and right, back and forth. Eh tayo naman before, at least ako, no, hindi ko, I would not think to ask about sex because I wasn't exposed to, you know, videos. So yun, hindi ko naman in-invalidate, no? Parang na-dismiss ko lang kasi yun nga, tama si Ninya, dapat age-specific eh. So kahit na meron, so at least ngayon, as a mom, alam ko na, okay, that's already on her mind. So I will start opening up conversations with her as far as sex, sexual related concerns, ganon. Pero I try to take in cue. from them. Mm-mm. Na ano kaya yung na-expose sila in school with friends? Ano yung nakikita niya in YouTube? So, they asked naman. So, the reason why it's not just sex is because when they start asking me difficult questions, I know that they're actually the ones opening up the communication lines. Hindi ko pinoforce. So, what does a 9-year-old know? Right? So, yung takot namin is also ganon. But I take in cues from her when she starts to ask, how does a baby come out? Is it painful? So, yun, bakit conversation. So, ibig ko lang sabihin, wag nating isabihin na, no, mamaya na ang ano. You still be okay. Age-specific, but try to infuse mm-hmm. and satisfy their curiosity at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
No, para mm-hmm. lang, you know, you kind of buy time. Tapos next month, iba naman yung pag-uusapan nyo. Parang ganon. Para hindi naman
one at a time.
You know what, Carla? If you don't answer, they will look for the answers elsewhere.
Somewhere else, and, yes.
So maybe it helps then if a child asks us, tanongin natin yung konteksto, di ba? What do you mean sex? Saan mo narinig yan? So we know where they are coming from. We know where to meet them. Para din mas konektado yung ibibigay nating information. No?
It's really asking questions and then listening carefully. Ano ba talaga yung gustong malaman ng tao na to? Yan. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Love it. Ano pa po ba yung other ways for parents to empower their daughters or their family members to take ownership of their health and well-being? Yung parang responsibilidad mo yung health mo, kailangan mo siyang alagaan. Meron pa bang ibang ways that parents can teach that to their kids or their family members?
Aside from answering being cool questions. With answering questions.
Yes.
Ito mas proactive.
Oo. So, I'd like to answer that first. Yung sinabi ni Miss Nina earlier na, you know, she wished she saw a gynecologist even earlier than her pregnancy. That's actually not unique to her. A lot of women, in retrospect, will
yes.
say, ay nako, sana pang nagpa-check up ako earlier. So, sa akin, as a physician muna, no, in a physician's perspective, I get like what a lot of patients in different ages, right? And a very team mentor told us when we were in training na, you know, the OBGYN can effectively just be the only doctor that a woman may see in her entire life. Diba? So, hindi sila conscious sa pedia nila na nagpa-pedia pala sila before. But once they start seeing a gynecologist, you know, trying to get pregnant, and then they get pregnant, and then until in between pregnancies, and then get pregnant again. Hanggang nagmenopause, minsan yung patients will ask questions sa gynecologist. Dok, ang taas ng cholesterol ko, anong iti-take ko? Diba? So, si gyne yung natanungan, hindi yung internist. Right? Kaya yung sinabi ng mentor namin na you take that advantage of that visit na kausapin nyo na about the overall health of a woman. And kung kaya nyo i-magnify towards sisters, daughters, no, or family members, yung how to stay on top of women's health, then gawin nyo na. Kasi the best people who will actually cascade this info that you're giving the patient are the relatives themselves, di ba? Yung mga marites na mga ano. So, ako, nangyari, meron akong 24-year-old first-time mom. Nanganak na, right? So, she comes to me, breastfeeding yung question, Dok, hindi ako nakakatulog kasi kakapanganak ko lang, etc., etc. Of course, you take care of her concern. But towards the end of your consult, it's actually more holistic to start saying now things like, oh, you know what, even if you're a newbie na mommy, huwag mong kalimutan ha, may annual pap smear ka pa. Okay, meron ka pang, say for example, ito yung mga blood test mo na kailangan mong gawin outside of pregnancy. So, hindi ibig sabihin na magkikita tayo next pregnancy mo na. These are the vitamins that you're going to take and all of those. Another scenario is I have a menopausal lady, tapos may school-age girls or girls going into college. Then I slowly say, oh, you know what? They have to have their vaccine already for HPV kasi pasok na sila sa age that they should have an HPV vaccine. Tapos, etong mga mommy na ito, kaganan kaagad, meron nang nanundok. Diba? So sabi, ay, akala mo, alam na nila. Kasi hindi pala. But actually, you're just saying something that she needs to say to her daughter, right? And then, how do
but
you
even
now...
she herself doesn't know about it.
Correct. So that's why when we do counsel patients, it's really a good thing, no, na the doctors actually will tackle then yung family members, how can you cascade? the info. Hindi po pwedeng hanggang pasyente lang. So, etong, eto later we will be talking about the HPV vaccine, no? Pero there is a time frame, an age, where it's best to give the HPV vaccine. And a lot of moms will be around, what, 30, 40 years old? Kung meron kang anak between 9 to 15. Tama ba? Oo, 40, no? Kung 40 years old ka, meron kang anak between 9 to 15. Kasi you'll be surprised in the clinic. Sila pala, hindi nila alam na, ay, doktora, dapat ba ako din napavaccinate before? So, ang ginagawa ko, yeah, it's never too late. Let's go ahead, do the vaccination for your daughter, and vaccinate you also. So, your daughter will also say na, ay, mommy, tayo palang dalawa, we can fight this together. We can prevent
cervical cancer together. Bonding.
Oo, kahit na masakit yung vaccine, di ba? Pero at least, sabihin mo, kaming dalawa, warrior. So, ganun yun. That's my point of view as a physician. Na we take an extra time to talk to, you know, ma-identify mo kasi sa family, di ba? Na, oh, may anak ka, may sister ka, you're high risk for this and that. So, this is what we're going to do. So, that is actually empowering. Kasi they also remember, I went to the doctor not just for my concern, but this is what doctora told me pala. You learn from it. And not just because of the disease that you presented with during that visit. So, that's how we kind of empower everybody to be advocates from themselves and for the people that they love.
Again, community care.
Tama.
Yep. Si Miss Ninia po.
So, the kids these days, especially during the pandemic, they became very much aware of what's going on around them. Virus, bacteria, all these things. And, you know, hand washing, di ba? Covering their mouth when they cough. May mga etiquette na, cough etiquette. So, they're growing up at this time when the world is so, is aware. And really taking charge of our health and realizing that this is something that we should all focus on. So I believe eventually this, you know, having all that knowledge and not just knowledge, no, but experience na sila mismo ginagawa nila to kasi they're very active, di ba? They do a lot of sports, they try to eat the right kinds of food, they drink their milk, ganyan. They know it's all because they want to have a healthy body. And for me, that's a very important foundation, yung meron na silang ganun. Dadalhin nila sa
pag- value their health talaga.
And seeing doctors is also important. Yan, to see your doctor, to ask questions, di ba? Also research so that you know the right questions to ask. At saka hindi ka lang tanggap na sabihin. Minsan kasi, di ba, tatanggapin mo na lang ba? Pero mas maganda kung magpo-probe ka pa ng konti eh. Para alaman mo talaga kung ano yung nangyayari, di ba? At mas maintindihan mo kung ano kailangan itong gawin. So like for example nga yung HPV vaccine. So isa ito sa mga considering because my kids are at that age eh. They're 9 to, di ba, Doktora Mina, the best age to give the HPV is it 9 to 11, 12?
Or Vax, HPV vax.
9 to 15.
9 to 15. Pero parang may certain age na parang dapat yung age na to. Tama ba? 10, 11, 12?
Actually, you can start talaga, Miss Dean, as early as 9. Ang atin lang kasi is if you reach 15 years old, magiging tatlo na yung dose mo. And the earlier that you give it, the higher your antibodies will be. Parang ganon.
Yes,
so,
you have more antibodies to protect yourself. Mas effective yung vaccine for you if you get it before at the age of 15. No?
Because presumably, we will assume na teenagers will start to become sexually active. No, sa mga teenagers. So, the point of the HPV vaccine is even before you get exposed to sex, nag-vaccinate ka na. Katulad ng COVID, di ba? Before ka pa na-expose ng COVID, nag-vaccinate na tayo. Katulad ng flu. So, ganun lang talaga actually yung point why we give early. No? Aside from it being
the earlier, the better.
Sometimes, for some moms, hindi nila masyado maintindihan kung ano yung HPV, no? Tinatanong nila, kailangan ba talaga? Di ibig sabihin, ano, I'm encouraging my child to be sexually active or promiscuous or what? Parang they have that fear or they have that feeling which prevents them from encouraging their kids to get vaccinated or even bringing their kids themselves kasi nga 9 to 15 yan eh. So, marami silang mga katanungan na ganyan. Kaya kailangan talaga mag-research tayo, kailangan talaga alam natin na importante ito para sa ating mga anak. And also, pagka tinanong ng anak mo, bakit kailangan ko ng HPV vaccine yun, medyo tricky rin yung ganong question, diba, Dr. Mina? But sometimes, siguro, yun nga, age appropriate. Or you can just leave maybe sex out of the conversation muna. Well, it's just a vaccine that you need. Just like your flu vaccine, your pneumonia vaccine, and all the other vaccines that you've taken in the past.
Yeah, that's a very, very common concern, no? And you hit it in all right spots talaga, Miss Dean. Ang sa amin naman as healthcare providers, no? So we go through trainings and seminars on how to actually deal with it. We've spoken to a lot of adolescent pediatricians, no? Pediatricians who specialize in adolescents. How do you address, diba? So sa amin as healthcare providers, ang ginagawa namin, we encourage. Remember I said earlier about immunization na may naputol na part na hindi ko alam na there should be pala adult immunization. Kasi, di ba, nag-vaccinate tayo no, when we were kids. And then, when you go to work, di ba, meron, hihingan ka ng workplace mo, right, na dapat meron kang booster nito, dapat nag-flu ka, and all of those. But itong HPV vaccine, isasama namin kasi nga 9 to 15. And this is a very critical time in the life of an adolescent na parang hindi talaga priority yung health. Correct? So, sabihin niya na, ma'am, I'm so busy with ano, ganito, ganyan. So, parang malay ko ba, hindi ko, wala akong pakialam magka-cancer, hindi ko alam anong cancer and all of those. I won't be sexually active kung alam na nila anong sex. But, ang ginagawa namin is we tell the moms, we tell the parents na isabay natin with other vaccines. So, in at that particular, if I'm not mistaken, we give Tdap. It's tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis na vaccine. It's a booster actually from your DPT vaccines when you were smaller. So parang yung sa visit na yon, pwede ka naming bigyan ng dalawang vaccine para medyo ma-hide a little bit si HPV na para siya sa isang virus. Now, we are also trained to kind of move the conversation towards cancer rather than STD. So, everybody knows the stigma of cancer. Right? Na the impact of cancer to the family, takot tayong lahat magka-cancer. Dok, ayoko magpamamogram. Bakit ayaw mong magmamogram? Number one, masakit. Number two, ayoko malaman kung may cancer ako. Sabi ko, bakit cancer ka agad? Di ba pwedeng mass lang muna? Di ba? Or cyst lang muna? Ganon. So, ang sinasabi ko sa kanila, let's prove you're wrong. No? Let's allay your fears and say that you don't have cancer. That's why we want to go ahead with the mammogram. So, ito, sa mga bata, actually, to be honest with you, I just gave my daughter, medyo late nga kami, I just gave my daughter her first HPV vaccine 2 months ago. And she goes, Mom, what's that for? And then, sinabi ko, you know, remember your tita, my sister, di ba? So, what did she pass away from? She goes, lung cancer. You know, unfortunately, si lung cancer, walang vaccine. But this one, there's this cancer, there's only two cancers actually, that can be prevented by vaccine. One is liver cancer, and the other is cervical cancer. Yes. So, you should all get your hepatitis B vaccine, yung mga booster natin. So, kung hindi mo na malaman kung kailan ka last nag-hepatitis B vaccine, go to your internist, go to your family practitioner, or even to a generalist, they will really give you the shots, no? So, going back, I told her na, you know, you will not understand this, everything about it, but it is one cancer that we can try to reduce your chances of getting. And, you know, you would not believe. Her only question was, is it painful? Diba? So, parang ganun. Sabi ko, yes. Like any vaccine, masakit. Diba, nag-COVID vaccine na sila kasi 11 years old, 12 years old na, may COVID na din. So, yun yung benchmark. Is it painful like the COVID vaccine? Yes. But if you won't have fever, medyo masakit lang on the braso. Yeah. But that's it. And that will already prevent me from getting cancer in the future. Ganun yung question. So sabi ko, yeah, it's one way. Okay, ma'am. Ganun yun. Ganun lang ka-easy. Actually, di ba? Yeah. So, but this is because I know to give it to my daughter. But Nina is right. If the parent is actually the deterrent, yun yung sharing reason na hindi ka magpagbigay. Yes. Yun din yung medyo mahirap. So, I will segue now to efforts of the government because actually, itong HPV vaccine, binibigay na din sa school. The DOH actually worked with...
For free?
Yes, for free. Pero they're starting with the public schools muna. Ang tawag nito. And the age target age group is grade 4, no? Itong mga 9 years old niya.
Okay. Wow, perfect. Sana pala nakipila ako, no? Nag-uniform ako muna para ma-avail ko.
So, dapat sa public schools, kasi hindi sila masyadong aware, right? Number one. Number two, of course, they will benefit most from it kasi another deterrent is the cost also, di ba? And the knowledge.
Exactly.
But if we go with the DOH and DepEd has a hand-in-hand no, na program, it's called school-based immunization. So, ina-activate yung mga teachers to help counsel the parents and to help inform the students. Kung takot ang bata sa doktor, nakikinig ang bata sa teacher. Right? Minsan, nakikinig ba sa teacher kaysa sa parents? So, eto naman, the consent, of course, it has to be there and all of those. But this is a whole of government, a whole of system approach, di ba? Na dapat multi-stakeholder, DOH, DILG, DepEd, and all of those things. But it is, we're starting to go back to that. Because it that program was there before the pandemic, except na medyo nawala siya in passing. And so now we wanna open the conversation again and make the vaccine available to the grassroots level talaga. So those are the conversations regarding HPV vaccine. But yes, 9 to 15 years old. And before 15 years old, you'll get only 2 shots. But beyond 15 years old, you'll get already 3. So medyo magiging mas mahal, di ba? So gusto natin talaga sa 9 to ano. So yun, happy ako na I did vaccinate my child. Actually, may kasabay siya na friend ko. Tapos yung kasabay niya, kasabay niya na family friend namin, lalaki yung sa kadya, 11-year-old boy. Which by the way, we can vaccinate boys at that age also.
Yeah, kasi kung sexually transmitted disease siya, carrier ang guys, right?
Right. And baka yung mga listeners natin, Carla, magtanong, wala namang cervix yung lalaki. So anong cancer yung pine-prevent? No, so we prevent penile cancer, cancer of the penis, anal cancer, and then rectal cancer also. So, yes. Doon, kung saan pumupunta yung HPV or the human papilloma virus. So, basta the general rule of thumb is that we vaccinate prior to exposure. Yun yun.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that kung kunyari exposed ka na, meron ka ng sexual partner na, Doc, hindi na ba ako pwede nun? Of course not. Pwede. We can still give.
Mm-mm.
In fact, there are patients who have had cancer already, survivors already of cervical cancer, and we still vaccinate when they're in remission. Pwede pa rin yun. Kasi it protects you from a lot of HPV types. Hindi lang isa.
So, yeah, kasi maraming strains ang HPV, right?
Yes, correct.
Sige, himayin nga po natin tong HPV na to. But before we actually dissect HPV, yung kanina pa natin binabanggit, let's step back a little po. Ano ba yung cervix? Para makatulog kami ni Nika. Anong, ano po ba yung, may Tagalog po ba niyan? Ang part po ba yan ng katawan natin?
So, it's the kwelyo ng matres. No? So, it's actually
kwelyo
part.
Ng matres?
Mm-mm. It's actually part of your uterus. No, so but it's the lower part of your uterus. So sa vagina, the vagina is the parang tunnel, kumbaga.
The tube. Okay.
And then the very first thing that you will meet in the vagina is actually the cervix. So yung mga nanganak na, 'di ba, ina-IE tayo ni doc kung mga nganak 2 cm, 3 cm, 4 cm na tayo, ganito ganyan hanggang 10 cm lalabas na yung baby. So yung cm na yon, yun yung cervix. So kasi
kung gaano ka open.
Open, correct.
Kung gano'n ka open,
so it's like a funnel, no? If your uterus is the parang yung wide part, so yung maliit na part pababa. Yes, correct. It's the embudo. Parang gano'n. So, closed yon if you're not pregnant. But if you're pregnant, it will open to let the baby pass, right? So, it undergoes a lot of changes, no? Imagine na closed yon, tapos biglang nagiging 10 centimeters na open. So, it undergoes repair. It's very post, no, to injury, na it gets hit during intercourse. So, and then, of course, kung carrier ng sexually transmitted infection yung partner mo, doon nagsistay, no? Pero,
yun yung lobby. Yung lobby ng virus kung sakali man, ano?
Ano yung lobby, actually, if you think about it, it's the vagina. This is the first door.
Okay.
The main door.
Ah, okay.
The main door. Going to the
okay.
Going to the
elevator
room,
pataas ano ng uterus. Charot.
Oo, tama.
Diba? May structure. May electronic structure bigla sa mattress.
So, that's the cervix. So, etong cervix, ang tinacheck kung nagpa-pap smear tayo.
Tama po ba? Kasi nagpa-pap smear ako before. So, para siyang swab test. Pero instead na sa ilong, sa through the vagina hanggang cervix.
Yes. So, we are testing the cells of your cervix to see kung meron bang changes that will possibly lead to cervical cancer. That's the reason why we advocate for pap smear. Kasi before pa siya maging cervical cancer, we can already get it at a pre-malignant stage. So, hindi siya necessarily magiging cervical cancer kaagad. So, yung mga patients na most likely nagka-cervical cancer, yun yung mga patients na most likely nakaligtaan yung pap smear. Kasi it does not develop overnight, Carla, Nika, no? It's across a continuum in time. So, kunyari, yung HPV infection mo is what? When you were 20 years old, pwedeng cervical cancer mo, 35, 32. Pero wala ka zero pap smear between 20 to 30. So, yun, minsan, nakaka-disappoint. Tapos, nakaka-dishearten for us, doctors, na parang, ay, naku, if nagpa-pap smear ka lang, you know, we could have arrested this, we could have prevented it, or done something. Because, for all the listeners out there, marami tayong pwedeng gawin na kung pre-malignant stage pa lang siya, may mga treatment options na tayo na before it even becomes cervical cancer. Doon kami na-disappoint.
Malignant meaning malala?
Cancerous na talaga.
Okay, pag malignant, cancerous.
Cancer na. So, kung pre-malignant, the cells are still undergoing beginning changes. Na kung wala kang gagawin, mag-develop talaga siya to cancer.
Kung ganun, very faulty yung thinking na ayaw nilang magpa-test kasi ayaw nilang marinig na may cancer sila. So, that's counterproductive kasi the earlier you detect pala, the more chances of winning, the more chances of winning the battle over that disease.
Right. And ito pa yung you're right in saying that it's counterproductive because kung kakausapin mo yung mga pasyente, ba't hindi ka magpapatest? Sabihin nilang, because I don't want to know if I have cancer. And then, you know what I usually do? I challenge them. So sinasabi ko, what if I tell you now that you have cancer? Are you ready for it? And then they go, of course not, doctor. I'll never be ready for it. And I will say, exactly. No one will ever be ready for it. But this is one thing that we can be ready for. Kasi we have something. We have a weapon against it, kumbaga. Ang daming cancers na walang screening. This is the one cancer, aside from breast, yung mammogram, di ba? And so, you have to identify, bakit ka takot? Number one is the pain. No? Dok, may pinasok kasi. May pinasok kasi.
Parang cotton buds lang yun eh.
You're right. Yung masakit doon, Carla, kasi we insert what we call a speculum. So parang it's a...
Ah, yung pang open.
Yes. Oo. Parang it's like the bill of a duck. Kasi, sorry. Wala akong ibang ma-describe. Pero, and then it's cold, it's hard. But we only insert that to visualize the cervix. The actual pap smear, brush na lang yon or a cotton swab, hindi na yon masakit. And it's really naman not masakit. It's just a slight discomfort, no? So kung nakapag-ultrasound ka na.
Yeah, because I've tried it I think if you know what to expect, hindi ka masasaktan. Like, hindi ako nasaktan at all. Like, it was uncomfy kasi may malamig na metal sa vagina mo, di ba? Yun lang. Pero it's not painful at all.
And honestly, it's also operator dependent. So, minsan, you know, there will be patients that will say na, Doc, bakit yung sa annual physical namin masakit? Kasi minsan, yung doctor, yung generalist, hindi masyadong gumagawa ng pap smear every day. So, may ganun na mga factors din. Pero kung, like sa amin, but sa you, Doc, hindi masakit? Kasi naman, if you do this every day, di ba, you probably had the technique already. And so, I make them count, I make them say ABC, hindi pa tapos yung alphabet, tapos na ako mag-pap smear. Parang ganon. So parang naaalay yung fears. The fear naman actually is really because of the unknown, right? And then I also tell them, if you're not ready, then we won't do it. Pero you know, you need to come back and you can research on it, on how it's being done. There's a lot of videos and all of those, etc. But my point of the matter is, you have to kind of, it's good if you have advocates like you, Carla, na ginawa mo na, Tapos pwede mo sabihin mm-hmm. na, you know, hindi naman talaga siya masakit. Mas makikinig sila sa inyo kaysa sa amin. To be honest.
It's not. Parang, diba? Come on, ladies. We've
experienced
had something
worse.
More than that. Yes. I mean, we can take much more than that. It's yes. nothing.
Mm-hmm. And then, sometimes I compare it to childbirth, diba, Nin? Mm-hmm. Kung nanganak ka na, normal, vaginally, parang, ay, nako, baliwala na lang yung pap smear. Kumbaga, parang ganon.
Yeah, actually, a pap smear ko, yun nga, nung buntis lang ako kung kailan ako na pap smear. So it was my first time when I was pregnant because, I don't know, it's part of it, no? You have to check, they have to check, ganyan. And so, you're right, it's about being afraid and being awkward kasi may doktor na titingin ng private part, di ba? What age, no, Dr. Mina? Kasi ang iniisip na iba, nagpapap smear lang siya dahil baka may sexually transmitted disease, di ba? Kasi sexually active, promiscuous, ganito, ganyan. When, in fact, sabi mo nga, it's more than that, di ba? You can save a life. I mean, it's about right. saving a life. And so all these other things na iniisip mo na I'm embarrassed, nakakahiya yung reputasyon ko, ganyan-ganyan, hindi na yun mahalaga eh. Ang mga tao ngayon.
Sorry, that's so obsolete. That's so generations ago.
Kaya ganun nung panahon namin eh. Naalala ko eh. Kaya hindi nga ako nagpa-pap smear until I was, ano eh, I was pregnant. So that was my experience.
Mm-mm.
So, tsaka yung iba, ayaw nga nila yung may ini-insert. Eh, di ba yung mga COVID test nga, ayaw rin natin noon. Parang ganun lang yun eh.
Diba?
So it's something that we should be more open about, and why it's really very important is because Dr. Mina has said it. It can catch the cancer na hindi pa cancer, pre-cancer pa lang. I mean, saan ka
exactly.
That's such a gift, di ba? That the fact that you can catch it bago pa siya maging cancer. And you're right, it takes years, more than 2 years, 3 years, or more than that, before siya mag-develop into cancer. So, you have all the time to actually prevent it. So, why not do it? No, why not encourage everybody? Simple thing. Para naman, walang trahedya na mangyayari in the future. Kasi alam naman natin na dahil sa late tayo mag-detect, eh, huli na ang lahat. Diba?
Yeah. Question po, Doc Mina, ang HPV or later on, pangalanan na nga natin ngayon, ang buong pangalan niya is Human Papilloma Virus, kaya HPV. Yun po yung virus na sexually transmitted, tama po ba? Ang question ko is, kapag po ba female to female yung sexual intercourse, pwede pa rin siyang matransmit, tama ba?
Yes. Actually, it's a good thing that si Miss Nina brought it up, yung virginity and stuff though. Kasi, you know, kami naman in OB, we were also trained to not believe that the patient is not pregnant until proven otherwise. Secondly, we were trained to not believe that the patient is a virgin until proven otherwise also. So, parang kasi pwede siya magsabi na virgin siya because wala palang penile contact. Pero actually, you've already had female to female. Alam mo yon na contact. So yes, you can transmit it, and a lot of my some of my patients, hindi naman a lot, but sabi nila, Doc, isa lang kasi yung naging partner ko. Bakit ako nagka HPV? Sure akong isa lang. Ang tanong doon, sure ba tayo na si partner isa lang?
Exactly.
And even if isa lang talaga kayo ngayon, it's a monogamous relationship now. We never know if your partner has gotten it from a previous relationship decades ago. And for the longest
time... And we'll
time,
never know kung last partner mo na siya.
Correct. Yes. So actually, to be honest with you, Carla, pinag-aawayan din yan ng some couples, married couples. So nakakahinayang
yes,
kasi
yes.
minsan there's judgment, malay ba ng lalaki na may HPV pala siya. Kasi sa lalaki naman, wala silang screening for HPV. There's no screening. They don't have a cervix. So what do we don't do pap smears on them. So usually, they're, tawag natin nun, asymptomatic carriers. Wala silang symptoms. And the symptom that will come out in men is yung, ano ba yung Tagalog? Kulugo. Kulugo sa ari.
Warts.
Genital warts, correct. So
genital warts,
they will have warts, no, around their reproductive area. So tayo din, we can also have warts. Tapos yung warts, di ba, it's like a mushroom. And by the way, ay, hindi pala mushroom, sorry, cauliflower. I always tell my patients, I never look at cauliflowers ever in the same way again. When it was described na cauliflower-like lesion daw. Cauliflower-like lesion. So may stalk na maliit, tapos parang cauliflower sa taas. Tapos sabi ko, pwede ba gawing broccoli naman? Parang ayoko na yata kumain ng cauliflower. Pero, kidding aside, that's how it looks like. No? Pero very maliit. On, ano. So, some patients will come to and sabihin, Dok, may na-feel ako. Hindi naman masakit. Hindi naman dumudugo. And lo and behold, when we look at it, it's genital warts already. We dig deeper into the sexual history. Yon, may partner pala before or yung partner niya before. Ganon, partner of a partner before. Parang promiscuous pala or multiple sexual partners, etc. So, my message to the listeners is actually you can get it from one intercourse. Just one. Mm-mm. That's it.
Yes.
So, ganon siya natatako tayo, di ba, na you can get it. So, the ways to prevent it is number one, you know, be abstain if you can. But if you cannot, be monogamous. Then give get your vaccine as early as possible and then get screened. So, those are really your your parang weapons against cervical cancer.
Oo. And also, speaking on behalf of gay females, I think it's also a responsibility on our part to check if we are not carriers. Para if magkakaroon tayo ng panibagong female sexual partner, we know na hindi natin siya mahahawaan.
Yes. You're right, Carla. Early on in my practice, my very first genital warts na patient was actually a member of the LGBTQ na group, no? Index case talaga yon na you can actually get it female to female, male to male, no, female to female to male relationship. It doesn't matter.
Forever na yon. Carrier ka na forever. Wala nang, you cannot reverse that.
No, we cannot. We cannot reverse that. So it's really just a matter of screening and vaccinating to reduce the burden of the disease. Para hindi mo siya masyadong ma-transmit.
If your partner has cervical cancer, for example, and para hindi ka mahawa, kung nangyari wala ka pa, magpa-vaccinate ka para yung chances mo getting from your partner is a lot.
It's reduced.
Very much reduced.
Yes, correct.
Reduced, yes. Not eradicated.
Not eradicated. Reduced lang. So the only thing naman lang talaga that will prevent us from getting sexually transmitted infections like HPV is yung sinabi ko ng abstinence. And if you wear a condom.
Okay,
and if you wear a condom, kasi barrier method, di ba? So yung fluid exchange is not there. So parang reduced din yung risk mo of getting it. So that's the moral of the story. You can actually just get it from one intercourse. So merong mga pasyente ngayon na, Doc, wala naman talaga akong intercourse 10 years na at bakit ako nagkaganito? So tanungin mo, when was the last intercourse? 10 years ago. O malamang, dun mo talaga nakuha. You cannot get HPV from sitting on dirty toilet bowls. You cannot get HPV from napkins and panty liners. Okay? So, wala yon. Hindi yun kasama sa HPV. It has to be sexually transmitted.
Okay. Sexually transmitted regardless kung ano yung kasarian ng sexual partner mo.
Correct. Kasi hindi natin alam kung ano din yung sino din yung partners nila before
previously
they are carrying already the virus na hindi nila alam.
Okay.
Would you have ano po stats kung gaano karaming tao ang infected ng HPV?
Actually, dito sa Philippines, our stats are really patchy at best as far as HPV is concerned. Only because hindi tayo masyadong nagpapatest ng HPV. Hindi tayo nagpapatest. To get an HPV specific na test, it is actually a sophisticated test. Okay, let me clarify to the listeners. Yung pap smear gets already the abnormal cells because of the HPV. Okay, kasi infected na siya with an HPV. Pero as far as diagnosing yung nandyan ba yung virus talaga, kunyari like the COVID test, di ba? Na positive ka or negative for the virus, hindi pap smear yung test nun. We have HPV DNA test that we do that will really tell us na may DNA of the virus in your cervix. So it's an adjunct to the pap smear. But when you get pap smears and then there are changes pertaining to HPV, dun sa pap smear mo, parang sufficient na siya to say na yes, you have HPV because ito na changes are related to the HPV.
Question po, bakit mas pinopromote ang pap smear over the HPV DNA test?
Primarily because it's cost-effective. Because HPV DNA is very expensive. And hindi naman lahat will benefit from knowing if may HPV DNA ka or not. So if screening lang siya, Carla, best talaga yung pap smear. No? In fact, in low-resource settings, no, in the provinces, yung malayo sa mga laboratories, meron pang isa. It's called VIA, Visual Inspection with Acetic Acid, also known as vinegar. Na may nilalagay kami na vinegar, suka, no, sa cervix ng babae. Yes, slightly mahapde, of course, kung lalo na kung may gasgas doon. But it will tell us na pagtanggal namin nung cotton ball with the vinegar, kami na obstetricians, alam namin na, nag-iba ng kulay, naging maputi. So this part is abnormal. So if that part is abnormal, we can then refer you for a proper pap smear or for a biopsy. So ito yung for the low resource settings. Kasi ano lang yung kailangan mo, yung instruments tsaka yung vinegar, di ba? And the expertise,
low resource meaning walang pang bayad.
Walang pang bayad, correct. So minsan sa mga medical mission, yun yung ginagawa namin kung talagang malayo, mahirap mag-follow up. So VIA, yung other option. So it's still really because we want to get the changes ng cervix mo. Nakikita namin visually eh. So kung kasama namin yung OB, may pwede na kaming mag-biopsy doon, di ba? Or ipapsmear na namin kaagad. Eh kung negative ka naman for the VIA, less likely do you have the HPV. Parang ganon. So na-filter mo. So you weren't able to give the pap smear because medyo may cost siya kahit na hindi masyadong mahal, pero di pa rin nila ma-afford. But you're still giving screening. So that's an option. Not a lot of people know that we can actually do that, yung VIA. But going back to HPV DNA and the question of Nika, globally naman, yung prevalence of HPV actually, no, with patients na walang abnormality in the pap smear, 11%. So it's actually a high number, meaning walang abnormality sa cervix mo and yet you can have HPV. Alam niyo yun?
So ano yun, asymptomatic, ganun?
Correct, yes. Pero on the opposite side of the spectrum, if may cancer ka na ngayon, about 99% of those with cervical cancer will have HPV.
Or will have or because, already have?
Already has the HPV, sorry. Oo, yun yung cause ng cancer nila.
Okay.
So, yun. So, kaya yung atin, hindi tayo masyado makakuha ng data on ilan ba naglalakad ngayon na may HPV, di ba? But the cancer data, yes, we do. We do have. And the magic number is, for death, is 11. No? 11 Filipinos die of cervical cancer every day. So, you know.
Ang dami nun!
Dami nun! You're right. Ang dami. So, WHO actually has a strategy by 20...
World Health Organization.
Correct. Has a strategy by year 2030, tawag nun the 90-70-90 strategy towards elimination of cervical cancer. So, 90% of girls should be fully vaccinated with HPV vaccine by age 15 years old. Tapos 70% of women should be diagnosed with nung HPV DNA test, yung high performance test na, by the age of 35 years old and again by 45. And then the other 90% is that if you are identified to have cervical cancer, 90% will have received already treatment. So itong 90-70-90 approach ng World Health Organization will reduce the risk of cervical cancer as a public health problem by the year 2030. So itong 11 Filipinos, we want to bring it to less than 10 already. Single digits na lang dapat ang mamamatay. Or kung if any. So that's the point of that strategy.
Per day,
correct. Diba? So 11 times, ilan ba in a month? Kagad, diba? Times 30. So katakot. And if that one is your relative, diba? It's so sad. So, yun. Vaccination, screening, awareness. That's it. Yun yung ating panagang, no? Our tool.
Okay. Okay. And just to be clear, reiterate lang natin, kung tama yung pagkaintindi namin, Doc Mina, ha, cervical cancer pa lang sa ngayon ang may vaccination and screening na cancer. Kasi may vaccination na rin for liver cancer, di ba? Pero may screening ba for that?
Liver cancer?
Wala pa.
Well, hindi siya specific for liver cancer. You can have an ultrasound done, you can have blood tests done, but hindi siya talagang yung sabihin mong, yun talaga yung, if you have this, you have cervical, liver cancer. But breast cancer, you can screen breast cancer through mammogram.
Pero yung both, merong screening at may vaccination, it's cervical cancer.
Cervical. So, correct.
Fellow adults, doon man lang, let's nail this. Doon man lang i-eradicate na natin or super minimize yung probability of us having it or our loved ones having it. Screen agad, please. Vaccine ka agad, please, as early as possible.
Summarize ko lang yung ways natin to protect our health versus cervical cancer. Una nabanggit ni Doc Mina and Ms. Nina yung open communication between adults and kids or even with friends, colleagues, teachers pa nga nabanggit kanina. And then have a proactive mindset, yung I can do something about it, I can prevent it, I can take control of my health. And then magpabakuna ng HPV vaccine or magpa-test for HPV hanggat maaga, agapan with screening like yung pap smear or VIA na nabanggit kanina ni Doc Mina, proper treatment if it turns out infected. Meron pa po bang other concrete actions or doable steps for us to eradicate or at least minimize the cases of cervical cancer? Baka may gusto pa po kayong idagdag, Doc Mina, Ms. Nina?
Yeah, especially sa lay people kasi not everyone of us is in a position of medical authority, like Doc Mina.
Right. You kind of nailed it already, Nika, no? Yung anong pwede mong gawin individually. But maybe si Miss Nina can segue on the campaign that that we have.
Para
ma-echo yung ano yung alam natin. Oo.
Aside from what Nika has mentioned, and yes, you're right, you nailed that. Everything that you mentioned is why we are here today. But aside from that, if you want to do more, we're really encouraging everybody who's listening right now, whether you're a man or a woman, di ba? Kahit na ano ang position mo sa buhay, anong trabaho nyo, meron po kaming petition ngayon sa change.org and we're trying to involve 11,000 or more voices dahil as Dr. Mina said, 11 Filipinas die of cervical cancer every day. It's the second most common cancer next to breast cancer in the Philippines.
What?
Yes. So this is something that we should all be aware of, not just breast cancer. Sabi nga nila, kung may pink for breast, merong teal for cervical cancer. And we're encouraging everyone po, punta kayo sa change.org. And yung title ng aming petition is It's Time to Take Action Against Cervical Cancer. Makikita niyo po doon, please sign. You may donate or not, di ba? Meron kasi doon yung iba, do we have to donate money? You don't have to. You just sign it and please contribute doon sa 11,000 voices po. Kasi this is a call to all our government officials, policy makers, yung ating mga kahit na sino, private organizations, civil society, even, you know, you and me, your friends, your family, we all want to work together to be able to ensure na itong target ng WHO to eliminate cancer, cervical cancer, by 2030 is doable. So we hope all visit the website and sign our 11,000 voices na petition for this one. So maraming salamat for the opportunity to share this.
Okay. Ilagay namin yung link sa episode description para madaling mahanap ng listeners natin.
If you're active sa Facebook, meron po kaming Hope From Within Facebook page. So nandun rin po yung link ng petition na yan para hindi rin po kayo mahirapan. So just go to that page. Yung Hope From Within Facebook page, para rin po yan sa lahat ng may cancer o may kilalang may cancer or may kaibigan at gusto nyo po ng support. It's a community na pwede niyo pong puntahan para ho, may mga questions doon that can be answered, some of your questions, where to go, where to get treatment, what's the best treatment option, and all these things, no? So we hope you can visit our Facebook page as well. You Hope From Within Facebook page.
Got it. Hope From Within. I-link na lang din natin, Ika, no?
Yes.
Para kita kaagad. So there you go, fellow adults. We hope that through this episode, maraming babae, mga taong may cervix, or kuwelyo ng matres.
Mm-hmm.
Sana marami sa ating friends and family will be inspired to make a difference and eliminate cervical cancer. Ito na yung sinasabi natin kanina na ang fellow adults natin ay may magagawa. This fight is something na kaya talaga natin gawin. So please, please personally participate dito sa campaign na to. Join the movement and help promote a safer and healthier future for all Filipino girls, women, at mga taong may cervix by signing the petition sa change.org. Ilagay namin yung link sa episode description.
Yes. So again, sinabi ni Miss Nina kanina, kailangan natin ng 11,000 signatures. Every signature is a big contribution already. Kaya your support
will... Mayapat na sa ating dalawa, kay Miss Nina, tsaka kay Doc Mina.
Yes,
so ano na lang, mga 10,996.
Yes. Kaya kailangan nating tumulong talaga. So we will put the link to the petition in the description and in our bio na rin on our Instagram para madali kayong makapirma. Gawin nyo na ngayon para hindi nyo na makalimutan. A few seconds of your time can save so many lives.
Yes, yes. Thank you, fellow adults. And thank you so much, Doc Mina and Miss Nina. But before we leave, where can our listeners find you? Or how can they maybe connect with you? So, pwede pong social media or website or landline, charot, wow. Beeper.
Yeah, thank you so much again for the opportunity. Let me just reiterate, no, yung hindi lang yung taong may cervix. Lahat tayo merong babae na importante sa buhay natin. Kahit yung mga kalatang nanay, meron silang kapatid na babae, may teacher silang babae, o may kaibigan, may girlfriend, no, wife. So, may anak. So, lahat po tayo, whether you're a man or a woman, all of us, sana we can all come together to let our voices be heard, sign up the petition, continue the conversation with our friends, with our circle, and also if you have social media, if you're active sa social media, you can help us promote this cause. Kasi nga, we really want to eliminate. Kasi if you think about it, it's so mind-blowing the fact that a cancer can be prevented. Diba? Isn't that mind-blowing?
And yet, siya yung second leading cause ng death through cancer. It's frustrating!
Very frustrating, and something can be done if we continue the conversation like this one. So maraming salamat. Pwede niyo po akong i-message if you have questions rin. I have a Facebook page. It's Nina Corpus. I have a show every day. You can watch us on Erwin Tulfo on Air with Nina Corpus. Hope you can watch us. It's daily at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it's also on Radyo Pilipinas. And soon I'll be on PTV4. We will have a show also daily about current events. And syempre, if you just want to see how I live my life as a mom, I share a lot of my experiences, a lot of my learnings, also my advocacies like this one. You can also visit my Instagram on IG. It's at Nina Corpus. So thank you, Carla. Thank you, Nika. Dr. Mina, I learned a lot from you. Thank you.
Okay. So, sa social media po, it's Nina, not Ninia.
Yes, mahirap kasing spell nila eh. Nakakaligtas.
I-type, no?
Yung N niya. How about si Doc Mina? Yes.
Well, ako naman, my last words are, you know, well, firstly, thank you to both of you, no, and your platform. Actually, I said yes to this through our partners, no, because it's a different platform. Iba yung reach nyo. And I'm very happy that I get invited to platforms such as these kasi kayo mismo yung aware that there is something that we need to talk about and you actually are what we call patient advocate, no? Na kayo mismo yung gustong malaman, may malaman. Hindi yung kami lang laging nagtuturo, kami lang laging nagsasabi because aside from
kapagod
the fact
din po,
that
no?
Correct. Aside from the fact that it's nakakapagod, we really actually so also sometimes cannot put ourselves in the shoes of a patient. Hindi namin alam yung fears, hindi namin alam until we experience it ourselves. So kung may mga questions na ganito na pang-lay talaga, you know, I'm more than happy to answer and I always indulge on invitation. Kaya parang feeling ko nga in my past life, broadcast journalist ako.
Yes.
naman,
never too minyo. Late, Doc. Never too late.
Well, I wish I had a Facebook page also to say, you know, like Miss Mia. I also wish I had a show daily or a blog. But well,
Podcast
you know,
Network
guys,
Asia, baka naman may slot pa dyan.
O diba, kausapin ko na. Yeah, actually, if I may share the dream, it's that you kind of want to breach and really go to the grassroots, diba, sa lay. So, yun nga, Podcast Network Asia, hello!
Manifesting!
So, but right now, I have a very small page in Facebook. It's not me. I opened that blog after my sister passed away. It's called Coping, Thriving, and Living. So it's really just, you know, daily or every week na may pinapost lang ako on how to, and not really how to cope, but it's really yung parang feel-good quote. I don't have a lot of followers. It just started. But a lot of my friends know that that's me. So just so I can separate it from my own Facebook page. But I'm already working with Hope From Within to kind of create that platform so that people can reach us. And maraming mga OB dyan eh, kung saan tayo sa Pilipinas. But sometimes they really just wanna ask
a doctor, though, that they can ask some common questions too. So we'll see kung saan ako papunta. I will let you know. I hope I get invited to Miss Nina's ano, di ba? Ang kapal na mukha ko. Miss Nina's.
Ngayon, let's do it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Love it. Dami na nating plano. Magsisibu tayo, magmamaraton,
magigest sa show,
magsushow. Love it.
Thank you, Nika and Carla, ha. You're doing such a wonderful job. We pray that these are starting conversations and if we can change one person's
yes.
life and save that life because of what we do, yep. then no matter anong oras tayo natapos, you know, it's time well spent. So thank you. Thank you really for your efforts.
Ayan. Thank you po, Miss Nina and Doc Mina. Pero bago po namin kayo pakawalan, pwede po bang gawin natin tong bonus segment namin sa dulo? Susalitin na po namin yung presence ninyo.
Alam po namin
ninyo.
Pagod na kayo at antok, pero makapal po mukha namin.
Habang nandito sila, susalitin na po namin. Ito po yung tinatawag namin na Reco Round, where we give tried and tested adulting recommendations to our listeners who finish our episode. So, pwedeng profound, pwedeng practical, pwedeng super simple lang as long as makakatulong sa adulting journey ng fellow adults natin. So, si Miss Nina and Doc Mina, meron po ba kayong naiisip na adulting hack for our adulting tribe? Mga tips, ganyan?
I told you a little about myself, right? And you know, the life of a physician, it's really busy. I'm an administrator and a mother and all of those things. So it can get overwhelming. Ano lang talagang masasabi ko, you don't need to be a physician to get overwhelmed. You can just have one job and you can also feel overwhelmed. But the point of the matter is, if you are sad, if you are tired, then be so. Be sad, be tired, be frustrated, be disappointed. Because in any type of healing, no, as I say, in any counseling session with anybody who comes to me for caregiving advice and all of those things, you know, the only way to start your healing process is to actually sit with the negative emotions, get it out of the way, be upset if you need to, so that your next step will be a better step and it will only get better from that. So, wag nating isipin na I cannot get sad. I have no reason to feel, I should feel guilty because, you know, I'm crying and all of those things. No way. We're past that already. We're all humans. Let's be real. So, if you are tired, frustrated, disappointed, angry, then be so. Kasi, you don't want to go back to those negative emotions. Diba? If we make time for happy, we make time for joy, then we also have to make time for fear, for worry, for anxiety, for sadness. Because making time for all of these negative emotions, it will actually get it out of the way. And you will have space for growth. You will have space for healing. You will have space for light. But shove it under a rug and it will just grow some dust. And then when you remove the rug, it will still be there. So, you know, be sad if you want to. Kasi yung iba, sasabihin nila, doktora, wala, ayoko dok. I have to feel brave and strong and all of those things. Ang sagot ko lang talaga sa kanila, bakit? Sino bang nagsabi na kailangan mo maging brave? Diba? Si Wonder Woman nga, naging vulnerable, nagka-boyfriend. Ikaw pa ba? Diba?
Tapos so, na-heartbroken, no? Wonder Woman na yun, na-heartbroken, ha?
Oo.
Ano diba? Ba naman tayo, mga mortal na nilalang?
Right. And you know what, Carla? The armor that we pretend we have can get very heavy. It can get very heavy. And if we don't put that down, there will be no strength left for tomorrow. So that's the number one adulting hack that I can tell all of the listeners. No? Listen to yourselves and deal with your negative emotions as long as you need to. Because tomorrow will be another day and it's already nighttime, matutulog tayo, alam natin that when we wake up, it will be brighter. Kahit na natulog ang umiyak, when you wake up, you won't be crying anymore. You'll still feel probably sad, but you'll feel better.
Love it.
Okay, so yun yung aking takeaway. Para namang napakasakit. Hindi niya, baka kailangan comedic na yung ano mo, hack mo.
Parang counseling session yun,
pambalanse,
Doc,
no?
Felt like a counseling session.
Parang tumagos kay ni Ike.
Sorry.
No, that's the reality.
No, it's very important.
We are all adults. I'm older than Carla and Ika, much older than Carla and Ika. I'm about Dr. Mina's. Tayo yung magka-batch. Same age yung mga...
Damay-damay na eh, no?
40 plus, 40-something. You know, I'm a work in progress. I'm an adult, but I'm not gonna say I know it all. I know all the hacks. I may do multiple things. Recently, I was interviewed for... The topic was, which I was like, medyo natawa nga ako kasi, how do you have it all? I'm like, huh? No. I mean, the moment you start thinking of having it all, you will end up with parang not being able to do it. So I'm going to say I'm still a work in progress. I learn every day. There's still much to learn. Yes, I'm older and wiser. But siguro, one day you'll be moms, I don't know, or you'll get married or take care of somebody. What I learned is that nasana mas na imbibe ko nung mas bata rin ako is that there will be good days and there will be bad days and it's okay. So that's life. And we just have to deal with it, diba, doktora? Just keep going. Like you said, there will always be tomorrow's another day. You can do make up for your mistakes. You can do better. So that's what I try to do with my life and not have all these regrets and think about the past, diba? Kasi every day is the ability to be able to be a better person. And all of us can do that. So it's up to us. It's up to us. Yun. And lots of sleep. Yun yung kulang na rin ako dito.
Ito na po. Matutulog na.
Mapatulugin na po namin kayo. Very, very soon.
Get at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Diba? Daming social media with all the Netflix and HBO Go. Napupuyat tayo eh. Pero as an adult, I think we need also to know when to rest, when to get that 8 to 10 hours sleep so that, you know, we feel better the next day. And be healthy.
I love it.
Yes. Napaka-inline ng adulting reco nila.
Oo nga,
it's okay. Ganda. To not be okay and give ourselves chance to rest. Napaka napapanahon. Nabasa niyo po ba ang diaries namin ni Nika? Parang alam niyo yung pinagdadaanan namin ni.
Love it. Thank you again.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Miss Dina and Doc Mina. Hanggang sa next tsikahan natin, fellow adults. This has been Nika
and Carla, empowering each other to take ownership of our health and well-being because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.